Chapter 26. Carver was quiet as we pulled out of Karen's and onto the dark road. He must have come straight from a shower because his hair was damp and clinging to his neck. Dark brown curls turned black by the water stuck to his cheek and forehead. His shirt contoured to his back, and little flowers of water darkened the fabric of his t-shirt. My little door raced through the darkness above us, large enough that I could see its edges from every window in the car. It danced rose-colored light over Carver's cheeks, skimming the surface of his skin like he was too delicate a thing to really touch, or maybe he was just beyond the reach of my door, beyond me. My throat tightened when I looked at him, so I looked out the window instead. I said, "Thanks for calling me."
"You're welcome."
"It was nice of you," I said. He grunted. "I really appreciated it."
"Uh-huh."
When I ran out of ways to thank him, I tried something else instead. "I got your note."
"Well?"
he said. "That was nice, too, of you. I mean, nice of you."
"I meant it."
"I know, and I want you to know that I'm sorry. I know I hurt you when I cut you off like that. I told you I needed you to be there, and then I left."
"You noticed that too, huh? Don't exactly take a detective to see it."
"Guess not." Carver ran a hand over his forehead to push the hair from his eyes, but it just bounced back into place.
"Why'd you do it then?"
"I don't know. I'm just a mess. Everything is a mess. I mean, look at us. On the way to a pill house to rescue Julie. You picked me up from Karen's house where she was telling me a sad story from my sad past. I'm selling my granny's pain pills behind her back. You only came back to Black Damp to get away from selling pills. This ain't exactly a Hallmark story."
"Why not? Happy endings ain't just for people with money and no criminal record, Maren. It's for us, too."
"Maybe."